problem. Yep. Bought me a drink and you got some. Wanna hit this ass cause it's awesome. Yeah. Flashing your cash, boy, I got some. No credit, nigga. No car, nigga. I wanna ride or die, not a walk or die, nigga. Now leave a bitch alone cause I'm feeling kinda stressed. I told your ass before, damn nigga, is you pressed? Bitch. Press, 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 nigga, you press, press, press.
What
press,
was it that press, attracted press, you guys to the company initially?
It was my first, like, adult group off of, coming off of FBC. And so I was like, I had to choose wisely, and I knew what AOV was doing. And like I said, I knew Crystal, so I was like, oh, let me join this team. But, like, by the second rehearsal, I was over it. But we knew by then that we were doing AGT, and I wanted to be on TV. So I stuck it out for a little bit. But then it became too much, because he never, like, when they were talking about the physical assault and the sexual abuse and all of that, that never happened to me. I saw it happen around. I think everybody got the verbal abuse. I'm sure I've been called a fucking bitch more times than I'd like to admit while I was on there.
Like, out of anger, they would call you, like, a you fucking bitch?
Yeah, like, if you, oh, you messed up, you fucking bitch, get down and do some. Yes, they're, like, in your face like that. And, you know, like I said, we're in fucking New Jersey for AGT. You get down and you start doing your push-up. Both of them and the other people on the team. Because it's like that hazing. The older people, the veterans do that to the new people. And they're like, well, this is how we get down. And they're like in each other's faces. But nobody ever put their hands on me. And nobody tried to sexually assault me. So I kind of just, you know, stuck it out for a little bit. And then once I was on TV, we got voted off. Then I was like, I can't do this anymore. But it went to what Rod was saying about the talking. It was at Dance Fest. This is part of the reason why I chose to leave that day. I had saw some people that I haven't seen. Because, like, we all know Dance Fest is an annual dance show.
It's like a reunion.
Right? Micaiah brings a lot of the same groups. And so it's like, oh, my God, I haven't seen you in a year. I want to talk to you. And I went up to somebody. And some of the girls on AOV were like, oh, my God, like, what are you doing? Like, you can't talk to them. Like, CJ's going to be back. You got to come sit down. And I remember looking at them like, the fuck? Like, they're looking at me like with the bug eyes and everything. They are so terrified of this man. And it was kind of like that light bulb went off. I was like, I gotta get out of here. I'm not gonna stay for this. You can't tell me that I can't talk to people. I've been doing Dance Fest for 11 years at that point. And that's some of the best time that you have backstage, getting to hang out with people, even talking to people in their own group. Like, you just gotta sit in the backstage looking like fucking statues, doing hella push-ups and practicing until it's time to go on stage, to the point where the helpers are coming outside like, you guys are next. Like, the team is almost done. You need to be in the wings, ready to go. And we're coming in all sweaty and disgusting because we just did hella push-ups outside.
I remember seeing hide.
Enjoyable.
Okay. So, if y'all not supposed to talk to each other at all, how do you go out of town with all of these people and then not communicate with each other?
Right? It happened when CJ and Crystal weren't there. Like, Percy was there when I was around, and he's still around. He was the best. He never acted like them. You know, the rehearsals we had with just him, we didn't have to do as many push-ups. It was more of just like, come on, guys, like, you know, like, we got this. Like, let's just keep practicing. It was more motivating, and he was like a real director. So when CJ and Crystal weren't around, because, like, at AGT, they were off doing their own thing, fighting all the motherfucking time. So it was just Percy with us, and he would let us hang out. And so we did have, you know, a smidge of fun while we were there, and you get to know people. But for the most part, you're just sitting there. You're, like, in the green room, not talking to anybody, and people are coming in, and they're like, oh, hey, you guys are Academy of Villains, want to talk? And we're just like, because we can't say anything. We're not allowed to. CJ and Crystal would speak for us.
But the funny thing is, they would go around and talk to everyone,
mm-hmm.
but you all weren't allowed to. Yeah, so Larry said the not communication. Communicating is a tactic. You don't know what, you know, you don't know. It's something companies even today use to get people not to talk about how much they get paid, so on and so on, which is true. I think Corey was like that with New Style. He was very like, you can't talk to nobody. You go in there and you do your show. Don't talk to nobody. Yeah,
but I mean, yeah. Even too, like, Darnell was kind of like that, yeah, but it never was like so strict. Like, if it's a competition, of course, you know, you're in, you know, competition mode. These are people, you know, your competitors. You can't just be kikiing with them and then go out there, you know, and try to beat them. But, I mean, we still got to talk to each other. And once the competition was over, we still got to say, thank you. Even a hi. Hello. How's it been? Got to go practice. Catch up with you later. Even after we got off stage, you couldn't talk to people. You had to grab your shit and then get in the car to drive back to Redwood City so we can have, you know, rehearsal. So he can yell at us and tell us what we did wrong and how this set was trash and we need to do better and all of this.
Was there anything?
Getting mad now.
Girl, hold up. Was there anything positive thrown out at anything? At any time?
No, only, well, I was just, so funny, I was just watching the clip from when we were on AGT on YouTube, and that was the only time where he was like, oh yeah, we work really hard, and I'm proud of them, or whatever, and it was because there were cameras around, and there were other people, and then when they left, it was back to being me and old CJ. He never said, you know, good job, or we did great, you know, take the night off. It was always, you know, we could have done better, or we fucked this up.
When you guys got cut off the show, how was it afterwards? Was he pissed? Was he mad?
Oh, he was so fucking pissed.
Was him and Crystal Meth going at it? What was happening?
Yeah, they would always, like, that's part of where the toxic energy from the team came from, was the two of them. Because they would fight nonstop. And anytime she tried to say something, he'd be like, shut the fuck up, bitch. You don't know what you're talking about. And then she's getting his face and he's getting their face. Like, when we say to AGT, me and my roommate, our room is directly across from CJ and Crystal, and you could hear them fighting the entire time. And then they would just come out the room. Like, if we came out the room at the same time, they just would, like, mug us and then go down the hall. So that's why they came, you know, their fighting spilled over to everybody else on the team.
So basically, they would take their frustrations out from each other onto you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why CJ started trying to fuck with the other little girls on the team, because him and Crystal probably were, like, not having sex. They probably were almost over with. So then he started, you know, getting these little
girls. Right, that's why when I heard they got engaged, I was just like, okay.
Tell us what happened. Tell us all the tea.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, no tea.
Oh,
just
when,
like,
they, when got engaged.
When they got engaged, I was just like, are you the same couple that I, you know, have known all this time? So toxic. I mean, do you, but yikes.
Didn't the whole scamming thing happen? Oh, sorry, go ahead, Rod, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I think it's just easy for, it was easy, and it's sad to say that it was easy for CJ to be that manipulative to those young girls and stuff like that, because that just goes back to his answer in Alex's question when he's like, why now? Like, why are people speaking up now? Just like, when you're younger and dance is your life,
you're scared.
Like, these are your superheroes in a sense. These are people you're looking up to. So when they're telling you something, you really believe in them. Like, this is for you. I'm doing this for you. Let me take care of you this way. Like, especially when, you know, and you never know what a dancer's home environment is like. Yeah. And a lot of times we grow up with some type of absentee and something's missing, whether it not be the affection of a parent or whatnot. But, like, when you have that adult figure where they make everything seem so trusting and loving and caring, and it make it seems like this punishment, which is what it is in reality, is okay. You're that's the part of grooming. They're training you to believe that what they're doing to you is okay. So by the time you finally get out that cycle, it's going to take you just as much time, if not double, to get over that and realize that that's not right. And that's when you start speaking up, and you don't really realize that till other people speak up and you start really seeing, like, that's not okay. What I went through was not okay. And it's that acceptance of being like, damn, this person who I loved, cared about, trusted, and looked up to really just broke me. That's healing time. So I'm just saying, like, it's sad to see, like, the young girl Crystal, I think it was, that spoke up on Sierra's thing, because I was on AOV with her, like, at that time, and I'm just like, damn, like, I would have never known that, or to hear these different types of abuse with people, and it's like, you've seen them in rehearsals, they're smiling, they're dancing, or they did get called back, and it's like, was this the time where I was at rehearsal, you got called into the back and some shit happened? Like, now I feel some type of way, because, you know, as an instructor, as a dancer, and I work with young girls myself, the first thing I say is, they parents don't wear spaghetti straps, please. it's your child's, like, these girls these days are way too developed, and though I would never do something like that, I don't ever want a parent, adult, chaperone to ever have the opportunity to say that this may have happened. Like, no. Mm-hmm. Have your daughter in a short sleeve, teach her how to strap herself down. I don't need the short shorts. This ain't no cooch. This, I don't need all that. She's here to dance. This, you know, this ain't I don't know what you got her dressed like at home, but that's not it.
Not like, here, boo-boo. Not here.
Like, not even walking outside my apartment, I see the young girls, and they wearing, like, super-ass short booty-cut shorts, and I'm just like, what the... Like, my daughter would be getting ass beat. Like, what? You're stupid.
So I know with the whole thing with CJ and Crystal, with the whole sexual assault situation, too, with that poor girl, like he was saying before, that was... I think she was giving him head in the back...
In the back during a rehearsal, he was forcing her and something like that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, being in rehearsal with her and being in times where other girls have been called into the back, and just her as well being, like, called into, like, was this one of those times that something may have happened when I was there? Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. But, like, to know that this is something that was frequently happening to you, like... That's sad.
Yeah, because I know with some companies like with MOM and all that stuff, like we would yell if people messed up, or like, you know, what the fuck are y'all doing? Get it together, y'all need to get your shit together. We have a show, you know. That's one way versus in your face saying, you know what, you suck, you're retarded. Right.
Like, I'm gonna hit you.
You're a bitch. You fucking bitch. Get it together. No. Mm-hmm.
Because there's a difference. You can be tough on your dancers because you want them to be better.
Yes.
And then you're using it as an excuse to disrespect them personally.
That's a difference. Disrespect. And I don't think he had respect for those dancers. Or even for you, for calling you fucking bitch.
And he would do that to everybody. And, like, at this point, it's like, you know, people would always ask, like, you know, and I don't like to speak out about it because I was only on the team for such a short amount of time versus people like, you know, George. I know he's not in here anymore. But, like, when we first met, we had that connection. He was like, oh, I was on AOV too. And I was like, oh, I was only on there for months. He was like, I was for 2 years. And I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how you could have lasted that long. But it was just, it was too much. I don't know.
And he got scammed too. George got scammed too by Crystal and by CJ.
Oh, I believe it.
So I guess after his sister passed away, I guess Crystal reached out to George and said, "Hey, I want to do like a fundraiser for you and your family. So we're gonna do a workshop." AOV did a workshop. They had people pay money to go to this workshop for George and his family to raise money for them. They did it. They made money off of it. They asked George, okay, here, you know, we're going to send you the money. What's your Venmo? And they never sent him the money. Till this day, sent him the money. Isn't that crazy?
That just makes me think, like, they just had a dancer pass away in a car accident, like, 3-4 months ago. I went to high school with her, and I knew her. And so I saw that they were raising money, and I just figured, like, oh, they're trying to be nice. And that GoFundMe, like, hit over 50K. So now I'm curious, like, did her family
even
see that money?
Yeah.
Are they out there in Vegas living their best life?
That's why I call these dance companies, a lot of these dance companies, believe it or not, are con artists. They're con artists because they charge all this fucking money for hope for unfulfilled promises, but charging $120 a month for dues for your child to maybe or may not be in a Latin video or may not be, you know, a dancer on tour or whatnot. But a lot of these companies, they promise that, you know what, I'm gonna make your daughter an artist, and she's gonna be a huge dancer, and she's gonna get booked work and da 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 da. No, y'all ain't shit in the LA community. You are just a speck of dust compared to these other choreographers. You have no promises to get these motherfuckers gigs. Yeah, Greg does have his little pool with the Latin community and all that stuff, the whole Puerto Rico thing, which much props and good job for him for doing that. But he can't hire all the dancers.
Like with AGT and Hollywood Horror Nights. Okay, yeah, they're doing that, but what they're not telling you is that you can't take everybody.
No.
I remember getting booked for AGT over some people who had been on the team since the beginning. See, and they're looking at me like, who the fuck is this bitch? Yeah. And that was the only time I got some favoritism, because Crystal knew me. And she was like, oh, Brie could do it. Because the video that they got selected off, because it was like a special like YouTube round or whatever, where they went in and they found different, you know, dancers, comedians, magicians, all of that. And they found AOV. And I wasn't in that video that they found. And Crystal was like, oh, but that's Brie. She'll pick it up quickly. You know, we'll bring her too. And they only have 20 people out of like 40. And so I remember feeling like, oh, like, damn, I just started and I'm taking these people's, you know, places who have been paying all this money. So yeah, they don't tell people that, you know, yeah, we're as a company, we're going to be doing all this shit. Our name's going to be on there, but you probably won't get to go.
Exactly.
You can only take these many people.
Alan's face. Alan's all, what? But think about it. A lot of these companies, they do that. They put these promises out there. You're going to be a star. You're going to be a big old huge dancer. I'm going to book you on tour. The tour life. This is the tour life. No, you're not getting paid as a dancer to go on these little tour lives. You are paying these directors a month to go on tour, and yet you still got to pay for your airplane ticket. You still got to pay for your hotel. You still got to pay for your meals. So no, boo, that's not a professional gig. And I think a lot of these dancers in the Bay Area get conned in that lifestyle because they see these dancers in L.A., oh, my God, they're doing this. And, you know, CJ and Crystal Meth doing, we call it, So You Think You Can Dance. You know, they're like, oh, my God, they're stars. I want to be that. And they promise that. Mm-hmm. Ain't going to happen, though. Sorry, boo, you know. So, but I think people forget that, too, you know, and they groom these kids to think this. And then they pick and choose who they're going to, you know, groom even more. These little girls, you know, that poor little girl, like, crying. She's like, yeah, I had to go in there and suck his dick. And the guy walked in there and saw her sucking CJ's dick and said, and backed the fuck up. That's crazy.
Because he's so terrified of CJ.
Exactly. Because he's scared. This grown-ass fucking man. I'm
scared of this motherfucking skeleton-ass looking horror night motherfucker. Y'all scared of this bitch? I don't understand. Because, bitch, if I go plop and pluck him like that, bitch, he's going to go flying across the fucking street.
But that's what he...
I don't get it.
Because he picked
the younger people. Mm. He knew who to pick. He wasn't trying that with the people who were his age. Yep. But they also were not going to speak up. You know, they weren't going to fight him on it, but they've, like, the guy who saw that, he's going to be like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go back to rehearsal now, even though this is happening literally around the corner.
They want that gig.
Not once someone said, motherfucker, who are you talking to?
he hems up people. He punches them in the face.
What?
And yes. Oh, yes. God. This is why people don't.
Oh, girl, let me pull my hair back. What? Remember my Vaseline?
He punches you in the face?
Yes. And punches them in the face. Even something as simple as they were 2 seconds late on a count. Instead of making them do push-ups, he walks up to them, gets in their face, and if the person tries to fight back, punches them in the face right there in rehearsal. Motherfuckers walking around with black eyes and busted lips.
That's cool. So he got into a fight in the parking lot in San Mateo.
Rocky. Bitch, please.
He got into a fight at the San Mateo studio one time. I heard about that outside in the little back parking lot area next to the animal hospital. He got into a fight with somebody out there.
I guess he was always getting into fights. He got into a fight at Bridge NorCal, the junior division, with one of the LAOV dancers. Yep,
I was there.
He came out. So this is like after the show is over. Everybody's coming out of the auditorium, and all you hear is, "You want to go, nigga? You want to go? Let's fucking go!" And everybody's like looking around, like, "What is happening?" And then he starts fighting this boy, and everybody is like, kind of just looking. You see, like the YSC, their kids team, like their parents, just like. Looking at him, and I'm like, this is not like the adult competition. Like, it's one thing to do it in front of adults, but you're doing it in front of your youth team. Some of them who are in there watching you like this, and their parents, who, if they've never seen that side of him, going off on this guy, cussing at him, and doing all this, and having to be escorted out. So, yes, he He is crazy.
And I'm pretty sure. Oh, sorry, Alan.
Oh, go ahead, please.
I was just going to say, I'm pretty sure that's the same competition someone in Sierra's live brought up, because I remember being there, mm-hmm. and the basis of the fight was because someone had assaulted, the night before, claimed that someone on AOV had assaulted them sexually. Yeah. Okay, I am remembering it correctly. So that's how that whole fight started, was someone came and said someone on AOV sexually assaulted them, and this riled the whole team up, and like they just pounded on this person and beat him to the point I believe the police were called. Wow. Like it was a serious thing. Mm-hmm. And I remember hearing about that, and I was like, oh my God, this is our community. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. What is going on?
I have never seen a fight in a dance competition or a dance show. Bitch, we fight on stage, girl. We fight on stage with dancing.
You know? Yeah, but no, he's like fucking a cult leader, for real.
Yeah, what'd you say, Alan?
Like, yeah, I don't like that bitch over there. I'm going to go out, I'll jack her. Bitch, watch her on stage. Yeah, she fucked up.
Oh, yeah. I push people on stage. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't like you. So you're in my spot. Move, thank you. But I never hit anybody. Like, but oh my goodness.
Wow. Yeah, so like on Sierra's Live when Jesse was talking and how he like lined them up and went to go punch them in the stomach. I was like, I believe it. I was like, I wasn't there for that. I was long gone, but he's done similar that shit. So.
Wait, the boys lined up to get punched?
Yes.
Bitch, I wish a bitch would.
Wait, Rod, did you ever experience that shit? Oh, no, he said he wasn't there.
I wasn't there for that.
Hold up.
That's why I said, like, we all stood by. Like, it may not have happened to us, but we stood by and we saw it happening.
That's physical abuse. That's physical motherfucking abuse. That really is.
I just wish I was there for that lineup.
Girl, bitch.
I was there for a lot of this stuff, but like you know, like Brianna said, they definitely do pick and choose their victims, and they also pick and choose when they do some stuff, which is why they've been able to get away with it so long. But it's just like, man, hearing these stories of like how he's been just recklessly abusive, either verbally, physically, mentally, emotionally, like I really do wish this happened in the little few months that I was there, because like. They would have been, for surely would have been happy that I was in that motherfucking building. They, the first little two say, like, what?
But they wouldn't deal with you because they know that you would actually fight back. And oh, you would fuck them back. Up.
I'll look at his ass and be next.
I'm just saying, like, it would have never, see, that's they would never been a fight. But the first incident, just that negligence, that ignorance, and that arrogance, like, I'm instantly shutting that shit down. I've only been on two troops since I've ever been a dancer, and that was Castro Valley Performing Arts and Culture Shock Oakland. Damn. And both of those two troops, I have never, ever had to go through stuff, and I've seen how family work, I've seen how operations work, I see how stuff, and I've just been a completely different person just in general. So just knowing that stuff, like Brianna said, it make me mad. Like, it just made my soul boil a little bit to like have to even rehear some shit like that, and to just go through, like, I mean, I never had the emotional abuse stuff like that. I had a taste of that physical abuse by that mental punishment of like, you have to do this amount of maybe push-ups or burpees if somebody mess up, or don't do this. But it was never like for me to feel like, but I just knew for me that was the vibe wasn't right for me. So I was like, I gotta cut before it get too deep. Like, so I instantly just cut that tie.
I knew that boy was a little cuckoo. When I saw y'all do that burpee shit after the run through, when I was in my motherfucking heels about to go on stage.
We're doing a sound check.
Yeah, girl, we're doing a sound check, bitch. I was like, something wrong with this motherfucker. Something wrong with Crystal. I'm like, these motherfuckers they're like robots. They're like, da 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 da. You know, I'm like, but they train you guys to be that way, huh? To be like robots and to do this and do that. And I remember saying hi to Crystal.
Drink something before you join the company to where they take control of you.
Drink something?
No, but it's like, it's evident by like the second rehearsal. Like, okay. Because I remember I was running late because, you know, they were in San Mateo, I was in Hayward, I had to cross that bridge, and for some reason, I mean, their practices don't start till 9, but there was, like, a backup on the San Mateo Bridge, and I was in the car, like, oh my god, like, I'm late, they're gonna yell at me, I gotta do push-ups, and this is the second rehearsal, so I'm like, that first 5 hours of that first rehearsal fucked me up. It let me know what I got myself into, that by, you know, just 2 days later for the second rehearsal, I'm like, oh my God, like, can we move this traffic further? Like, what is going on? Can I go around somebody? Can I just leave my car here and run to Studio V
I'm leave my car here and run on the freeway. Just over the hill. Going down.
Because they get in your head. And like I said, in that short time, you already knew, you know, you were starting to be conditioned. You were starting to be, you know, I don't know the correct word, but
groomed.
You know, this was your way. You know, this is the way, the AOV way. And you either put up with it or you leave. And I remember when I joined Groove after, I remember fucking up in rehearsal and immediately dropped to start doing push-ups.
Bitch, and Dan
was like, bitch, what are you doing?
Get up.
Right? And like, I didn't even realize because it was just so used to, like, oh, I was late. Let me get down and start doing push-ups.
Damn. Yeah, we never did that shit. We barely did worked out in MOM or other groups, girl. But that's so crazy. Bitch, I wish a bitch would.
Really?
bitch, name it's how it worked out. Don't worry, bitch. I'll wait.
I'll wait, too. Because, bitch, no, we didn't do that.
Bitch, we drank. And we drank the smoke before rehearsal. We're like...
Let's go dance, y'all. Okay? That was our warm-up.
That was our warm-up, girl. Yeah, drinking and smoking, girl. But no, it's...
Reach his own.
But even with the Hollywood Horror Nights, I think that also... put him in a different category too. People were like, oh, I want to be part of that whole Great America thing, and I want to do the Universal Studios thing. To me, we watched, remember how we watched that show? We walked out halfway through the performance. We're like, this is boring, leave it back.
Universal Studios seemed like it was way better though than Great America.
They had more money.
It was like Sesame Street on hip hop. We literally walked out, we stayed in the back, and we walked out like 10 minutes into the show because it was ridiculous.
Girl, you see black lights with little hands going, ooh, doing the whole thing. Like,
dressed in black, and you got the little sign that says, pow! And they're, like, flying across the stage with, like, it was awful. Like, who's watching this, bitch?
Us.
Well, because it's a show for non-dancers.
Yes,
so the
exactly.
The average Joe is like, this is amazing.
Yep.
Like, I can tell everybody to come watch this show.
Yeah. This is so crazy. What, Ellen?
Blind would walk out. It was bad.
Yeah, it was bad. But again, I think for us, because we're just different. We're a different style, you know, all that stuff. But knowing all this shit, this is so crazy to me. This is like baffling. It's unbelievable. It's so crazy. It's like, that's why people are having a hard time believing it. People are believing it now. I think people should believe it. But because it's so it's unbelievable to think about someone to actually do this.
I think people believe more about AOV, though, because everyone has witnessed them doing push-ups at the point. They've witnessed CJ yelling. So all these other things that are coming out are like, oh, okay, that, you know, it kind of makes sense.
Yep.
And, like, especially, like, for, like, the cult mentality, just to go back to that, one of the girls who spoke out, I auditioned with her. And we did, you know, the shows together. And she stayed after I left. And I remember, like, I would see her even, like, 2 years later. And I'd just be like, you know, I would feel bad about myself. Like, oh, I just couldn't take it. You know, like, I was a little bitch. And everybody else could stay. Like, look at her. Like, she never danced before. And now she's doing, you know, Knott's Berry Farm and Halloween Horror Nights and all this other stuff. And then now that I know that she was forced to stay, that he was sexually assaulting her and she couldn't get out. And it makes you kind of feel, you know, not to say it makes you feel better, but it's just like, oh, shit, like, I got out at the right time.
Yeah.
But I also wouldn't let that happen. I'm like, you know what? I let you yell at me, but put your hands on me.
Yeah, you ain't touching this left chocolate titty, girl. You ain't touching this bosom right here, honey. Not today, Satan. Not today, white Satan. Not today.
Right? And, like, not to make it, like, a race thing, but he would have never tried that with a black person at all.
That's what I was going to ask. I was wondering. If, you know, was it, so these were all, like, the small Asian kids that he was, like, taking
advantage of? Pretty much. When it came, even, like, the punching in the face and, like, hemming up people, he never tried that to the black guys. He never tried to sexually assault or do anything crazy like that to the black girls on the team, which were very few of us.
I understand. And no one, and y'all didn't, like, come together and be like.
No, because he groomed everyone thinking, like, I will end your career. If you do this, you do that. I will end you. as a dancer, because he, in his mind, he really thought he had a lot of power within LA. He probably thought in his mind he had a lot of power, and he convinced others the same thing. Just like with that Georgetown guy, he made people drink that juice and kill themselves, because guess what? You drink the juice, you're gonna go this, like. But people did it because he groomed these people mentally. He mentally fucked these people to think these things. And it's, you would think, oh, I would never allow that someone to do that to me. Look at Trump. He knows how people that are experts at predating and experts at grooming, they know who to pick, and they know who to choose. Those naive, those people that have no, you know, don't know what to do. Those that are very like, oh, you know, he picks those people, and that's what he was doing.
But do you think Jesse's just straight up had this in his system the whole time?
I think Las Vegas, and with Jesse, I think Las Vegas kind of boosted his career and mindset as being a director and being a powerhouse within the dance community of Las Vegas. He got in that emperor, like, I'm the shit, I'm in charge of all this shit, I have a lot of power. And people with a lot of power like that, they like to use that to their advantage, either with young boys in his case or young girls in CJ's case. I don't know if Crystal, what she did, I don't know if she participated and was like, hey, I've heard she participated in some of it.
Yeah, in her statement, she's like, yeah, well,
she knew.
Yeah,
all
this stuff. Like, come on.
She acted like, in her little apology, remember that, Alan, her apology? What did her apology say? Something that about bullshit. He's all bullshit.
Bullshit. Talking about she didn't know that some of these things were going on, and she was so sorry, and that she's always been like this loving parent to her kid, to her, the kids and stuff. I had actually three kids that were on Junior Jam. Oh no, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now I didn't even know Tariq was on AOV now, too. So I had, there's some other kids that were on Junior Jam that were on AOV, and they said that the parents actually hit me up after they found all this out, and they were like, you know, Alan, you kind of warned me about him, because I never liked that.
No, I didn't like him either.
I never liked him. I always had bad ill.
His energy was off, huh?
Especially with him being homophobic, too.
I heard about that, too.
And most of your dance community is actually gay, if you really want to know. You know what I'm saying? And then, oh, just a little side note, though. He started out as a freestyler, and he would degrade all choreographers because he thought that choreography was whack as fuck. But then look at, that's what's paying his bills now.
Well, not anymore.
So, yeah. But her apology was like, she really didn't know what was going on. And she was going to try to make a difference. But I did I hear, is this true? Francis stepped down now as the director?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So there's no one running the team now?
I think it's being dismantled now, right? They're like totally...
I don't know what happened, because it was a week between him and his wife going live talking about they didn't know anything that's going on and trying to defend CJ and Crystal, and then to the statement that he released saying that... he apologizes for the, you know, how abrasive he was to the victims, and he believes people, and now he's stepping down. So I don't know what happened in those 7 days.
You think he knew?
But it was a 180.
You think he knew?
Oh, girl.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know Francis and Erica. I never met them, so I don't know.
But they run the LA? Are they running LA?
They said they ran the, they run the San Mateo one.
I heard San Mateo Studios closed. Is it?
Yeah, open? I don't know.
The one in San Mateo or the one in Redwood City?
Redwood City, my bad. Studio V in Redwood City. They said that's where Francis and Erica, they ran that one. I always thought it was LA. I never knew who they were. I never met them in person. I just would always see them from social media.
That's so crazy. This is like crazy to me, like how that, the way he just treated people and the way Crystal was a bitch. Yeah, I get it wrong. That bitch was a bitch. I know that bitch. I said maybe a few words to that hoe, but that's it. I'm like, hey, girl.
But that's crazy for them to have a lot of control over all these people like that, for them to be scared and not want to stand their ground until later on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, literally,
because other people start coming forward.
A face like that and not standing up, that's scary that someone can have that kind of power over people.
The promises, because they were promising, I'm going to make you a dance star. I'm going to make you, you're going to go on tour. You're going to get on all these TV shows. You're going to do Hollywood Haunted Horse, Hollywood Horror Nights, whatever.
But at some point, you got to know, like, okay, I'm getting manipulated. Like,
people wised up. Something like look at Bree. She was like, I can't fuck with this motherfucker. I'm cool. Peace. Rod, too.
Well, I think also, too, I wasn't trying to make a career out of dancing. I was like, you have to look at that as well. A lot of these people, you know, they wanted to make it. They eventually wanted to move to LA, mm-hmm. and they wanted to be, you know, booked and blessed. I was just doing it, you know, as a hobby while I was in college. So once I saw how they got down, I was like, this is not, you know, I'm hating dance. And at first I thought it was because I had been doing it nonstop and on several teams for years that I'm just burned out. And then now that everything is coming out, I'm like, okay, I realized it wasn't that I still loved it, because I went on to join Groove and Chapkiss, and, you know, I started to enjoy dancing again. Yeah. So I was like, okay, it was them.
That's different. Like, all these other companies are like that. Like, you got a taste of how a company's supposed to be. They're not screaming at you. Yeah, Greg's tough in his own little way of how he wants his dancers and trains his dancers one way, but he doesn't yell at them, doesn't scream at them, doesn't.
Mm-hmm. And we would tell him what to do. Like, he tried to do something, we'd be like, shut up, Greg. And then he'd go into the room, and then we'd get the piece, and then Melvin and Nana would get the piece together, and then Greg would come back and be like, okay, it looks good now. So, yeah, no, like, there's, like you said, how you guys ran MLM and all these other teams, you were yelling, but it was never disrespectful. That's what it comes down to. There's no disrespect.
I saw, did Melvin get accused of something, or was that another Melvin? Or is that a murder?
Oh, I saw that in the comments. Somebody has a Finsta talking about Melvin is an abuser.
Yes,
or something.
I saw that.
Tim?
Yeah.
I saw that one in the comments. Melvin Tim Tim, yep.
No, they did not say Tim Tim.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
It says Melvin Tim Tim is an abuser, and they use his picture.
Yeah.
And they commented all throughout Sierra's thing.
Yep.
And I was like,
every two ones. Melvin Tim Tim abuse. Yep, bitch.
No, lies.
And then Sierra even said, because Sierra did World of Dance, a TV show with Melvin's group, S-Ring.
Yeah.
And she said at some point she's going to come forward with her story about him.
Ooh, so girl, the kid. And damn. Melvin Tim Tim?
Not Melvin.
Like, he is like 4 feet tall. What
girl, he is. Really girl, he, right? He is a.
Why? Wait, I had to Melvin, yes.
Melvin, yes, Tim Tim.
Melvin, Tim Tim, Larry.
It's just, okay.
He's,
the only thing I know about Melvin is his love for the word nigga. That's it.
Yeah.
I didn't know about anything else.
Yeah, I heard he uses that word quite a lot. But he's from Vallejo. Isn't he from Vallejo or something like that? Or
somewhere over there.
Somewhere over that rainbow that no longer is the Bay Area. But, yeah, that's. That's so crazy. Like, I saw that. Melvin Tim Tim.
Yes, but now it's like, we have to kind of, are people just trolls? Are they just throwing anybody's name out there? Or, you know, are the valid points being made?
So when people start telling stories, like, that's what I was saying. Like, just, they're, I know there's more people that are going to come forward to other Bay Area dance companies. You know, us as, you know, you guys as leaders, like Alan, Micaiah, you know, now you guys have a responsibility to, like, you know, kind of guide. I was like, who, what? Be the representation girl, yes, of how, you know, you ran your company, how you run your stuff, how other people should kind of, like, emulate that too as well, and not scream and yell and punch him in the face, call you a fucking bitch. Girl, I have never. The funny thing is, when we used to rehearse next to Micaiah, I never once heard Micaiah ever yell at her dancers. It would always be me and Alan screaming at our dancers. Micaiah don't ever yell. You notice that?
No, that's not true.
Oh, you did? We didn't hear you. She was probably like this.
I don't. I have a way of getting louder when I want something, and I do it in a way just to get people to do it, because sometimes they just get stuck, you know, in their head. So I'll just go lower, you know, but I won't be like, you fucking dumbass or anything like that. Not my style. But of course, I know some students really are, I feel like every student's different, right? Mm-hmm. So some students are going to be a little bit more motivated by someone cussing them out, and some of them are going to wither. I was the kind of student when I was young that if someone yelled at me, I would leave and cry and never come back. I was too sensitive.
Well, as a dancer, I think us as dancers, period, we're all naturally sensitive beings, you know, regardless, you know, and I think screaming at someone, that's, you know, again, I think any kind of in their face screaming at them versus, you know, at everyone, that's, I don't know, like, to me, it just breaks my heart and baffles me that CJ and these other people would scream and yell at their face saying, you're a fucking bitch, get your shit together or get the fuck out. You know, it's just crazy. Like, I never heard Makai yell, because Makai would be like, you know what? Y'all need to shut the fuck up or get the fuck out. She probably said it softly so we can hear nobody. Makai's like, no, I never did that. That was Alan. Get the fuck up. Give me the fuck up. Get your shit together.
And I'm going to take full acceptance of it. Yes, I was the one that was always, most definitely, I would call you a bitch from across the room. Bitch, get that right. I'll bet you fucked up again. Oh my God, start it over.
Yeah, but you didn't do it. Like, there's a difference though, because they, like, I want to be clear on that, because we never screamed at anyone personally in their face. We never, you know, anything like that. And if it got to the point where they're like, hey, you know, let's have a conversation, people have a conversation with us, which we never did have that conversation with anybody. People knew what they're getting themselves into, in a sense of, we have a certain standard of as a company, and we want, you know, greatness out of everyone as a dancer. We want the best of you on that stage. And if you're fucking up, we're gonna be like, yeah, you're fucking up. Get your shit together, you know? You know, but there's a difference of doing that versus what CJ and what Crystal Meth did. That's a whole different, that's considered abuse. In my eyes, that's abuse. And, you know, like, I never, you know, this is crazy. Did Darnell yell at you guys at all? He wasn't like that, huh? He was more like...
No, he yelled all the time, but like you said, it was as a whole.
Correct.
It was never, you know, one person. Yeah. You know, he would go work out, and Mario and BJ would, you know, do our practices, and then Darnell would come back, and he'd be like, it still looks like shit.
Yeah.
What are y'all doing? Get it together. But it wasn't, you know, like we said, going back to, it didn't have malicious intent behind it.
Yeah.
He wanted to push us. He wanted us to be better. And there's a difference between yelling as a whole, or he would call people out, but he would never call them out their name.
Yeah.
He'd never be like, bitch, you need to do this, or motherfucker, you messing up. Probably because all of our parents were sitting in the back of Club One watching rehearsals. So he could never be out of pocket. That's but yeah, true. No, he cussed at us as a group, or like at World Hip Hop, or at a show, but it was never, you know, singling anyone out and being...
Yeah, I get that.
Like, I have a question. So hearing like stuff about this, like about ALV, does this affect like how you would book your show for Dance Fest going, you know, here on out, like hearing this kind of stuff?
Of course. Yeah. So myself and the Dance Fest does not align with that mess. And I've made a purpose to bring pieces of art that deal with that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. you know, that deal with the racism and social inequalities and not necessarily, you know, abuse, sexual abuse. I don't know. I'd have to think about it because I've brought so many different pieces. But yes, of course, it affects it. And I mean, if there's someone that I know of, absolutely they're not going to be booked if mm-hmm. they apply. If they already have those allegations against them, we as leaders and as dance teachers, we have the responsibility to keep our place, to keep our line drawn at all times, and that has to do with keeping professionalism and realizing that you're a person of authority, that other people would do things for. Mm-hmm. The relationship is not even. So you don't cross that line. You don't have sex with your students, even young, old, any. No, never have I ever had sex with a student. Never.
That's crossing the line. Yeah, that is.
It's crossing the line. It's any job you're in, any teacher, a coach, you just can't do it. It's not an even relationship.
Yeah. Ooh, this is so crazy. I got my nerves all up. Now I need some alcohol, Alan. Let's go drink.
Because I do know other directors that are like so used to dating within their own circle, like the people they work with. And it's not fucking healthy.
No.
It's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for them. It's not healthy for the people around that involved with the company. It's not a good look.
Yeah.
I don't even like my dancers dating each other.
Unless they come into the circle already together, but don't go hooking up.
Like my dancers and my dance company. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And students is another story because they hooked up. They've got married. All cool, but my dancers and my company, first rule, no fucking and soul force.
No fucking and soul
force. Hallelujah.
That is so true, though. Alan, you know, that's very true. I think that's what you don't do. I don't know how it was in AOV or any other companies, but yeah, most of these companies, y'all can't have like parties, Christmas parties, and then fucking in the back room and all. You know, it causes conflict.
With like adults and the kids kicking it together at a party and shit.
That's another thing too.
That's not appropriate.
Yeah.
I don't care if the parents are there or not.
Yeah.
It's just because I know once you get with the adults, it's a whole nother party.
Yeah. Woo.
That's what makes me so thankful for my mom. Like, because you know, like Jake and Isabel and I, we would do like different little projects with Dan and Leslie while we were still minors. And they would be like, oh, we're going out after like a bunch of the crews. And my mom would be like, you're not going. We're going to go back to the motel. We're going to hang out and then we're going to drive home in the morning. And I remember I used to get so irritated. Like, I just want to hang out with them. And like now that I'm older and I'm seeing all this stuff, I'm like, thank you for not letting me be out there going buck wild. Yes.
Teachers, dance directors, do not party with your kids. Do not allow them to party and holler and all that stuff. Don't do it together. No. So
no, go to the jump building with just them, you know.
Jump building?
Jump. You know the little jumper places they be having? You know, go take them there and go have fun with kids.
Keep it on the club, the hotel rooms.
Have some pizza, yeah. No parties either with just the kids either. That's hella appropriate. I don't like these little hotel parties that these kids be having and shit. They shouldn't even be together in a hotel, period, with just some kids. I don't care if there is adults and we sleeping over at the hotel. When y'all sleep and everybody sleep, you don't know who snuck into the bathroom to go do what.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mathia, thank you for joining us, girl.
Thank you guys so much. Anyone else want to see last rants at all?
Thank y'all for having a platform for, you know, us to be able to break shit down and talk about stuff. Shout out to, you know, what's the 5, 6, 7, 8, everybody out here.
Everyone out here, thank y'all. Because
all the survivors, you are survivors. We stand with you. We're not victims.
Yep.
We do hear your stories. We're listening and we believe you. All you predators, we see you. Everything that's in dark come to light. And as directors and teachers, we just got to continue to, like, you know, stand against that and stand for our youth and our dancers. And be that.
And thank you guys for sharing your story, too, because I think we learned something new when Brianna brought us some stuff, too. I think I'm learning stuff new about them. I guess on the live, when Sierra did us, I guess they said some of that stuff. I missed it. But knowing that, you know, you guys went through that, I'm sorry. I'm glad you got the fuck out when the fuck you did, you know. Because, again, remember, kids and adults, if you're not getting paid for a gig, y'all don't need to sit there and let them abuse you, because yes, it is abuse, honey. Some type of abuse or some sort. So thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate all y'all motherfuckers out there that do listen to us. You know, we are a little crazy sometimes. We do say some shit that you may or may not agree with, But it is what it is, and, you know, it's our opinions and ours alone. But, again, you're all welcome to come out here and say some shit. We appreciate it, for reals. To Larry, to Ellen, to Rod, to Sarah, to Brianna, thank you guys, and Miss Micaiah for coming on and speaking your truth. Yep. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Don't touch you, funny slapper.
Yeah. Don't let him touch you, girl.